Subconscious Whispers with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 7. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 7. This module is called Creating Positive Changes in Our Subconscious because that's what I want you to learn how to do. And really, that's what this entire program is about. But this module in particular is going to focus on that. You know, affirmations are very useful in getting the subconscious mind to align with your goals. And I use affirmations. Affirmations are very straightforward, very easy to use, yet very powerful when it comes to causing change in our everyday lives. And that's really what it's all about. If you want a change in your life, you've got to get down to the level of your everyday life. You've got to start affecting things on that level. So the more you say something, the more your subconscious mind accepts it as reality. Then you will be subconsciously driven toward success. Even without knowing it, you'll be headed on the right path. So affirmations can be anything you want to bring into your reality. When using affirmations, always use the present tense, never use negative words, and avoid mentioning the actual challenge itself. Instead, focus on phrasing things as if the goal has already happened. I already mentioned that in a previous module, but I want to remind you of that now since we're talking specifically about it. So a perfect affirmation would be, I choose thoughts and actions that make me a better person. A perfect wealth-related affirmation would be, I have, fill in the blank, X amount of money in the bank now. So notice I didn't say I want to, or I wish I could, or I hope I can, or I hope that it's going to maybe work out. No, I have X amount of money in the bank now. 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, a million, whatever it is you're working on, whatever the next level is for you, you have it right now. Affirmations should be repeated several times a day. Now, realize that hypnosis can be used to implant powerful suggestions directly into your subconscious mind, but affirmations are sort of the conscious equivalent to that. It's nice if you use hypnosis on yourself. It's nice if you meditate and focus on positive things, but what about throughout your day? What about where you really live, which is in your everyday life? Well, it's great to stop every now and then and affirm that things are working out, that they're going in your direction, that they're going the way you want them to go. Now, hypnosis is completely subconscious, but it can work very effectively in conjunction with affirmations, because if you hear something over and over and over, sort of like that song that I talked about that gets in your head, the one that you don't want to have there, if you hear something over and over and over, even if it's something that you were saying to yourself over and over and over, it's going to get into your subconscious mind and become part of who you are, and it's going to start to steer you in a certain direction. So, since you already have those songs in your head that you don't want to have there, you know, the songs that come out that you hear over and over, how about putting something in your head that you do want to have there, something that's actually going to benefit you? That would be your affirmations. So it's really great when you're working on something to have a theme and have a strategy. For example, if you are working on creating wealth change in your life, well, that's a theme. Wealth, just like losing weight is a theme, just like gaining weight is a theme. Some people want to gain weight. They want to bulk up for something. Just like attracting true love into your life is a theme. If you have a theme such as wealth, we'll stick with that one, then you want to have everything related to that. So for example, if you're working for a 1 month period on wealth, well, it's great if your affirmations are about wealth. It's great if your self-hypnosis recording that you make for yourself is about wealth. Or if you're seeing a hypnotist, it's great if you bring your affirmations to them and share them with the hypnotist so they can make those part of your wealth-related hypnosis session. If you're meditating, well, it's great to just clear your mind and focus on the things that you need to do and things that you can clean up in your life. And it's great to focus on just relaxing. But how about also focusing on where you want to go financially? How about making it a theme in everything you do? Hypnosis, meditation, and affirmations. Now, I mentioned a month. Maybe you're taking a month and that's going to be the month that you focus on wealth. But hypnotherapy works really well in about a 3 week period. So you can use hypnosis for 3 weeks of that month, any 3 weeks in a row. Meditation can be used all throughout the month, and so can affirmations. So this is just one way to do things. You can do it in a 3 week period, that's great. But if you want to take a month, let's say that February is going to be your month. You have decided that that is your month for working on your financial fitness. Well, that's fine. The first 3 weeks can be focused on hypnosis. And you can also meditate every day during those 3 weeks on wealth. And even after those 3 weeks are over, well, you still have another week left in the month. You can focus still on meditating on wealth, and your affirmations can run the entire month also. So whereas your hypnosis may only be 3 weeks, your meditation is all month long, and so are your affirmations. And then you have it. February has been your month to set your mind on wealth, or whatever your theme is, or whichever month you choose. It really doesn't matter. It's up to you, the theme you choose and the month you choose. I myself like to work in 3 week blocks. That's the way I work best. So I'm focused on wealth for those 3 weeks, let's say, for example. And for 3 weeks, I'm listening to my wealth affirmation recordings, and I'm writing out affirmations about wealth for those 3 weeks, and I'm using my hypnosis recordings related to wealth every night of those 3 weeks. And when I meditate, it's all about wealth also. That's if I'm going through a wealth phase where I want to expand my wealth. Sometimes it's motivation, sometimes it's confidence, but I pick a theme and I stick with it. So my point is, whether you want to work in a 3 week block or a month block, you can do it, whichever works best for you. I wouldn't go any shorter than 3 weeks, and I wouldn't go any longer than 1 month. Why wouldn't I go any shorter than 3 weeks? Because it's not enough time to cause an effective change in your life. And why would I not go any longer than a month? Because it's time to move on. You don't want to be stuck on this forever. So you've got to draw the line somewhere. So a month is fine, but I wouldn't go beyond that, because you can work on other things, other interesting things, perhaps motivation or creativity or confidence. And I wouldn't go under 3 weeks, because it's just not enough time to really drill that in, to really make that part of your life, make those new habits that you need to attract wealth. So now you have a three-pronged approach you can take, if you will: meditation, hypnosis, and affirmations. Also, what about eliminating negative influences that keep your subconscious mind where it's been? I mean, if you are working on stopping smoking, why are you still hanging around smokers? Why are you still taking a smoker's break and hanging around the people who smoke? Sure, you can still have them as friends, that's fine. But if you're going to hang around people while they're smoking, is that really beneficial for you while you're attempting to stop smoking? What about wealth? Well, my idea of wealth is moving up to the next level, or a few levels up. When people want to increase their wealth, that's what they want to do. Well, if you're still hanging around your friends who are at a certain level and aren't really interested in moving forward, well, that's fine to have those friends. But how about also getting some new friends who are wealthy? How about starting to hang around that country club, for example? How about figuring out where wealthy and successful people meet in your area and what they do, and starting to hang out with them? How about that? You are going to find that people who are wealthier talk differently. They have a different language. They don't look at things the same way as people who are not as wealthy as them. And that's true of every level. People who are wealthier than those people talk differently than those people. So it's a ladder, if you will. The next level always requires different language, different ways of relating to your universe. I'm not talking about speaking Chinese versus speaking English. I'm talking about speaking about possibilities in a different way. People who are successful have a way of talking positively about their future. They also think in a very expansive way, not expensive way, expansive way, where they are looking for ways to expand their minds. If you haven't already read it, a great book to read is The Millionaire Next Door. It's a wonderful book. I don't have any ties to it. I didn't write it. I don't get any royalties from it. But The Millionaire Next Door is a great book because it really dispels a lot of myths about millionaires. People think millionaires are extravagant people who drive really nice cars and live in really nice houses and always stay at the nicest hotels, when the fact of the matter is that most people who are millionaires don't do any of those things. They drive very basic cars. They live in very basic houses. They look for deals on things. They want quality, but they're not wasteful or extravagant with their money. They understand that building long-term wealth requires consistent strategies of saving and only spending where there's quality involved. For example, you can buy a pair of shoes that cost $100 or a pair of shoes that cost $50. Well, a pair of shoes that cost $100 might actually make sense if they're going to outlast the pair of shoes that cost $50 by three times as long. So you pay twice as much, but you get three times the value. So in situations like that, it makes sense. This book really spells it all out, The Millionaire Next Door. So I encourage you to read that. These are the types of influences that you need if you want to move up a few levels. Now, I am not under any kind of delusion that people who are wealthier are better somehow, or that people who are poorer than other people are worse somehow, or better somehow. I'm not under any kind of delusion that people's value, their net value of who they are as a human being, changes at all with the amount of money they have. I don't look at things that way. And I encourage you to really get clear on that as well, that if you have felt that people's value changes based on their bank account, well, that's not really valid. That's not the way it is. People are people. We all have the value of one. We're all individuals. No matter what we do, how many great things we do, how much money we have, how little money we have, we still have the value of one. We're one person, and we all have that same value of one. That's the way I look at things. So in all of this, I don't want you to get the idea that you're going to somehow better yourself. I hear people talk about, I'm going to better myself by getting more money. Well, you are a human being. You are valuable. You are infinitely valuable to your family and your friends, no matter how much or how little money you have. So I want you to keep that in mind. But if you are interested in changing your level of financial success or relationship success or any other type of success, then you've got to take steps. You've got to start associating with people who are already successful, not people who are better than you, just people who are in a different situation than you, people who have a different way of looking at things than you have. And you need to start taking on their ideas as your own. You've got to reframe the way you look at the universe. People who are wealthy look at ways that they can make massive amounts of money. Not just a little bit, but they also look at ways that they can benefit people, because wealthy people realize that the more benefit they bring to the more people in the world, the more they will benefit financially. So everybody wins. That's how it works. So I encourage you, whatever you're working on, get rid of the negative influences in your life. And I don't mean that you lose friends. I mean that you stop listening to negative talk. When somebody, even a good friend, talks negatively, I want you to learn to shut that out and to start gravitating toward people who are going to talk positively about your future, their future, everyone's future. People who are successful understand that success can happen easily if you just have the right mindset. So let go of these associations that are holding you back. I'm not saying let go of your friends, but why spend so much time in negative talk when you can instead spend time with positive thought? Start spending more time with people who are successful, role models for you at the next level. There's always a next level. So identify people who are at the next level for you in whatever category you're working on, start hanging around them and start adopting their language as your language. Surround yourself with positive people. Now in the next module, the final module, module 8, we're going to talk about turning our subconscious thoughts into reality. We're going to really make this real, make it solid, make it tangible, make it something that you can actually use. We've already done quite a bit of that in this program, but I'm going to leave you on a high note. I'm going to leave you with something in your hands, something that you can actually use, something that will benefit you. You've already got a lot of information in this program. You've got a lot of tools. You can put them to practice. You can turn them into reality. You can make them real. But in the final module, I'm going to show you how to put all the pieces together and make it something tangible that you can use. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.